The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, and I hope you do, because it's me in the studio here, it's 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And once or twice a month, I don't schedule guests, and it's a call-in with anything you want and however you want it, And I feel positive about today. I feel positive about where we're at right now because it's beautiful out. And I got Craig Compo positively on the phone with me. How you doing, Craig?
I am positively here.
So that's what happens when your flight is rescheduled, I take it.
Yeah. So here's the deal, Dave. It's kind of a bad morning. I've got to go visit a really good friend of mine in Yuma that's stage four, and he doesn't have much longer to hang around on this planet. He's on final approach. And then they delayed my flight, so I get overnight in Phoenix and then hop over the next morning, meet Jeff Cook there. And Wayne Madden is the guy's name. Just a phenomenal guy I knew growing up. Worked for my dad in the 60s. Just a fantastic guy. But, eventually, our health issues get in front of us. And then I get a call this morning that my tenant was found dead in his apartment of health issues. And so I thought, probably a good time to share a good news story.
Yes, it is.
Something positive. And that's why I heard you didn't have a guest today, and I thought I'd share a story that you're familiar with. But I told it on the Michael Dukes show the other day, and people at the outdoor show said, man, I'm so glad you called, and that was such a great story. So if you want to oblige, I'm happy to share it.
Please do, Craig.
Heard it. Well, Reagan was my favorite president, and you remember, we were all here in 1984 when Reagan met the Pope at the airport.
Johnny and Ronnie, yeah.
Yep, that's right. And you remember, it was a really cold day. It was wet and rainy, and it was kind of miserable. It was early May or mid-May, 1984. So it would have been, 24, Dave, I guess. Anyway. We were real close with the Murkowski family, obviously, knew all of them growing up.
Yeah, we did.
With Eileen and knew Lisa and, of course, Leon, which we lost Leon a few years
ago. Eileen, Mary, yeah. Mike, yep. Brian.
Yep. So anyway, we got to party with the Secret Service. They came up 3 weeks early.
I remember that.
Yeah, you know that. I remember we used to go over to that bar off on South Cushman and have some drinks with them, and just it was real intriguing. I remember they had to drill the cement in Murkowski's in their new place, which Don Weldon wound up buying later. They just built it. Frank
set up their communication network. Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, they had to drill holes in the slab to make sure that the bulletproof limos weren't going to collapse the foundation. Anyway, Mike Murkowski was kind of a handyman, jack of all trades.
He was building a house at that time.
He was, yeah. They were fine-tuning it, and about a few days before Reagan and Nancy were going to stay there, because that was the plan. Ronald and Nancy Reagan were going to stay at this brand new place. They lost hot water. The hot water, they had a plumbing issue. Mike scrambled and got it going. Everything was fine. So fast forward a couple of days. Reagan's in town, meets the Pope. Lots going on. Winds up about 11 o'clock at night. Him and Nancy are being driven to this new place, and they get there.
Are you going to tell about the hot tub?
Oh, yeah. No,
okay, go ahead.
Don't give it away.
Nope.
So they get there by 11 o'clock, and there's only three in the house. Ronald Reagan would always have his chef with him, had an Asian chef. So it was Ronald Reagan, Nancy Reagan, and their chef. And remember, there were vans outside with the satellite dishes on it. Security.
There's people on the river. Secret Service on the river.
Flying the airs.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so here's the deal. So they get there to the place, and then I'm going to fast forward a couple of months. Frank is a senator at the time, and this is after this is all over and done with. And he's talking to Ronald Reagan back in D.C., and he goes, Frank, I want to thank you for your hospitality. And, you know, he did the feel-good thank you deal. And Frank says, yeah, that's great, Ron. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Any problems at all? He goes, well, we had a little glitch, but we got through it. And Frank had to beg the story at him. He says, well, what kind of glitch? What was it? He says, well, we didn't have any hot water, and Nancy really wanted to take a shower when we got there. And so Frank was just embarrassed, right? I am so sorry. Like, what did you do? You know, call in the Secret Service, whatever. He goes, no. He goes, I found a toolbox, and you had a monkey wrench in it. He goes, you know your stairwell where those pipes turn 90 sharp and they go up towards the house? Frank goes, yeah. He goes, well, there was a valve there that was stuck, and so I cracked it. He's laying on the cement. Now, remember, this is not long after he'd been shot.
Yeah.
He's laying on his back on cold cement, and he's cracking valves, and he got the hot water going. And Nancy was able to take a shower. And I just, when I heard that story, I just said, you know what? That's the kind of president we need again. We need a guy that can fix problems without overthinking it, without getting everybody involved, just fix the problem. So that's my Ronald Reagan story.
Well, isn't that special? How'd the outdoor show go for you this weekend?
Oh, it was great. We had a really good show. Sold a bunch of four wheelers and side by sides. People, I think hopefully COVID's in a rearview mirror. Even though it was, you know, like I've told you, it was a boom for our business. But we're getting back to normal, and people just still want to get out and play and get away from it all. But
I've got a somewhat of a feel good story for you. It turns out funny.
Okay.
You know, I'm my office is at Maine Junior High, where the principal's office was. Okay, so that's all fine and dandy. But my eighth grade year, I wrestled, and I was undefeated and a state champion. And, you know, as a wrestler, you live by your weight through the season. I mean, you live by your weight. Mm-hmm. You're weighing yourself once or twice a day. The school nurse is going to hate you. But that's, you live by your weight. So I go to Monroe with you my freshman year of high school, and my mom, you know, all of her kids are, you know, in junior high or there or whatever, so she goes back to work, and she's a nurse. And she becomes the nurse at Lathrop. And, you know, everything's going well. You know, all my friends are telling me they come in to see mom, and she brings them home if they're not feeling well. I go, God, I never got that. I had to have, like, you know, an arm hanging off for me to get out of school. But my friends, you know, this bringing them home and everything. Then wrestling season hits, and all the wrestlers, about 3 days in the wrestling season, they're you know, whenever I see them, they're mad at my mom, just pissed, because every time they go in to weigh themselves, it's two times a day. You know, you're living on the weight. She's making them put a dime in the box. She's making them pay to weigh themselves, because she's not putting up with the interruptions, you know, like this. And so I hear this for about 2 months, you know, through wrestling season. Your mom's a horrible person. Your mom's this. Your mom's this. The last tournament, state championship's over. My mom brings all the wrestlers into her little nurse's office, packed. And every dime that she collected, she went out and bought them ice cream and cake for after the wrestling season. Then they're all telling me, "You got the best mom in the world."
Yeah, good mom story. That's what you got to do today. Anybody that's got a good story, positive story, because, you know, typically news, 85% of it is negative or bad or or political or whatever. But it's that's a good story. You know, I on that Reagan story, I forgot to mention, I had won a TV at Nerland's that year, Heart's Desire contest. Remember
mm-hmm.
that? You yeah. And pick anything in the store. I picked the most expensive thing I could find as a 22-year-old or 24-year-old, and it was a $2,900 TV set, TV stereo amplifier, turntable, the whole works. And I won it, and then Frank realized, hey, we don't have a TV for Reagan to watch over there. So we asked if he could borrow mine. He said, absolutely. I'd be honored to have Reagan watch my TV.
Yeah, and, just to make sure, you know, the old announcer on football wasn't there, and they throw in a brick through it.
Well, the funny part is, Dave, I got my TV back afterwards, and it didn't work. I couldn't turn it on. I think they must have waved magnet or some sort of security device over it. So I took it back to New Orleans, and they replaced it under warranty. But I don't know if he ever got to watch it or not. I never did hear.
Oh, man. What was he in town? Was two nights?
What's that?
Well, he was in town one night or two nights?
I think it was two nights. We watched him at the University of Alaska.
Yeah.
Probably the most amazing speech I've ever seen in my life. Everybody was fired up. And then I was supposed to meet him. Frank, I was at the pump house, and I met Donald Regan, James Baker, Bud McFarlane, who committed suicide. All his cabinets were there, and we were waiting for Reagan to show up. And then Nancy wasn't feeling well. I think it was the night they didn't have any hot water.
Yeah.
I was out there, had a couple of beers with those guys, and actually was in the restroom when Bud McFarlane walked in, and he was in a panic. He goes, I got to get out of here. I got to get back to wherever. And was looking for a ride to the airport, and I had my 67 Chevy pickup. I told him what I was driving. I said, I'll give you a ride.
And when he the old step sign?
No. Yes.
Oh, man.
That guy, Reagan, he was a great president. And I always tried to call the Dennis Miller Show because they said, tell us your favorite Reagan story, but I could never get through. So you're second fiddle, Dave. You get my Ronald Reagan story.
Oh, man. Well, don't go off the phone yet. I'm going to take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about a few more things, okay?
Okay, I'll stand by.
Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Meet Buck.
Hello.
Buck is the new proprietor of Fairbanks Stump Grinders.
I'm here to drop trees, clear brush, and grind stumps.
Buck's been working for Fairbanks Stump Grinders for years. Now he owns the business, and he and his crew are ready to hit the ground running this year to help you get your yard cleaned up and looking great.
And dropping those troubled trees.
And dropping troubled trees. That's Fairbanks Stump Grinders. Now under new ownership and ready to work for you. And still with that great phone number.
Just call 45-STUMP.
Or go online to info@fairbanksstumpgrinders.com.
Stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for 50 years from their same location near the airport on Dale Road. Listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 32. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 59. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In the studio here, if you want to call in at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And Craig Compa, what are you doing? Calling from the Fred Meyer's parking lot, or are you out driving around?
No, I'm back over at my shop. I got to head over to the airport in a few minutes and get on.
You know, I got something.
I'm just hoping the doors don't fly off at the way my day's going.
I got something for you. You know how in the news the app on your phone, TikTok, for making movies and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, but TikTok to me is the drive-in. TikTok to me was at the corner of Mini Street and what was the sewer, Stees Highway then. Now it's the old Stees. But the TikTok driving, they had TikTok liquor. And you had the best hot dogs there. What's that?
Used to be a drive-through liquor store at one point.
Yeah. It was owned by Bill Woodcock, friend of the dad's. And they had great sandwiches. They had, you know, they have the girls on the roller skates come out in the summer. you know, it was a drive-in, and it was great. You know, you had the food on the window and everything like that, and it was fantastic.
Lee Russell,
yeah,
Jay and music, yeah.
And so I always think of that as a TikTok, not the app that I think is getting banned in the U.S.
I don't have a TikTok. People try to send me stuff, and they want me to sign up. I don't do it. There's enough good humor without TikTok.
Yeah. Now, so here I am. Yesterday, Sunday, you know, Saturday and Sunday outside on my deck, and, you know, just started doing the removing the preppy forget-me-nots from the yard. Get all that done. And I live between two streets, Brant and Boundary. And Boundary is the south, was the west side where the lawn is. And I'm sitting on my deck, and Emily goes, "Hey, there's someone calling for you." So I look over this, you know, over my deck railing, and there's Rick Ott.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, his parents, you know, had the house on Boundary. His dad, you know, had a little shack in the 30s off Boundary. And it was just fun reminiscing with Rick. You know, we've known each other since, you know, time began for us anyway. I hadn't seen him in about 2 years, but, you know, he's healthy, doing good, and it was great seeing him there.
Yeah, his daughter Angela was a great softball player. She works for Golden Valley now.
Yeah.
I have some dealings when there's procurement issues or when she's calling in to bid on something. She works at Golden Valley. So, yeah, it's a longtime family, and they just, you know, I don't know how far back. They go way back, I think, but there's a lot of those folks like that that are.
So he was telling me about his house and some issues, you know, with boundary disputes. And you're going to love this one. You know, right behind him is the Lacalse house, and Anita and Linda still own that, where the Lacalses grew up, and that's on Carla Way after Carla Lacalse. And so we're talking about these the gentleman who bought the property next to them. It's an eightplex there. It used to be owned by the Hammonds. And he's remodeling the whole thing. There's no tenants in there. He spent the whole winter remodeling. It looks great. But he got a survey, and I said, yeah, when I saw that survey, you know, I saw that driveway goes all over, you know, your driveway is on that property. Oh, yeah, it's always been that way. No one's ever said it's always been fine and everything. But then he said that the Lacalse house, their sewer line goes through the Ott's basement to get to Boundary Street. I mean, through the basement.
Hey, this is supposed to be a feel-good story.
Well, I'm sure, you know, someone's poop going through your house feels good.
Yeah.
Oh, but we laughed about that. It's been that way, you know. It's just neighbors who have known each other for 60 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. You know, we grew up across from Hajdukovic's, and we had Beatles all the time. And John Sr., when those dogs would come over and crap on his yard, he get his pellet gun out, and our dogs come yelping home. We're good friends with that family, probably best friends with that family.
Still, yeah, still.
That dog was still going to come home with pellet marks in its butt. It's like, business is business, you know. Yeah. I don't want your dog crapping on my lawn.
So. Oh, man. So you had a great outdoor show, you know, and the fun thing about the outdoor show or the home show is you're walking around and you're seeing people you haven't seen in so long. So who was someone that you came across at the show you hadn't seen in a while?
Oh, man. I hadn't seen Jim Sampson. I hadn't seen him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good friend of the buddy of mine that's in bad health there. Right?
Yeah.
We talked about him. And you know, I just seen a lot of people that you see a lot of people that are always at the outdoor show, but then you do see people that you hadn't seen forever. And it's really good catching up with them. You know, and of course, you were always you know what it is. Before long, you're sharing humor on your phone with back and forth. Oh, you got to see this. You got to see this. Whether it's a meme or a little video or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're known for that. You're what did I call you this weekend? You're a cruel friend.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So yeah, I'll tell you why that was, right? So, buddy.
Make it a good story.
The Falconer. It's a good story. It's funny. The Falconer, who we used when we were pulling one over on you on the Falcons in the Polaris building. He turned 78, and so I ran up.
That depends now.
Yeah, that depends. Yeah, we ran. I ran over to Fred Meyer's and bought a package of those, and I had them like stickers on each one that had Falcon logos and Falcon stuff, and I gave it to them. But you know what? When you buy adult diapers in the store as a prank, I hide them as I'm approaching the checkout. I don't want anybody to see me walking with a bag of adult diapers. It's like, aren't you a little young to be having to wear those already?
It was funny. I saw this fine young gentleman about three Christmases ago. You know, he came back from, you know, college or whatever he was doing, and him, his girlfriend, and they're walking around Fred Meyer's, and they got a great big thing of, you know, of Pampers. And I'm looking at it, I go, are you kidding me? Really? He goes, no, these are not for me. These are for a friend of mine for Christmas. I go, yeah, right.
Hey, speaking of Fred Meyer's, that cuts right into my other feel-good story. Now, I have never given money to the street the folks that holding the cardboard up. I just assume a majority of them are going to go right into Fred Meyer's liquor bus. I just don't like to.
Yeah.
You never know. You just don't know. But I tell you what happened on Sunday. I had to run to Fred Meyer West. I get out of my car in the middle of the parking lot, and I heard the most beautiful violin music. I'm sitting there, and it's loud. It's like, oh, that is so cool. Freddie's is piping. It was like the Sting, you know, music from Sting or something. Beautiful. And it was like, that is so cool. And I'm walking up. I said, yeah, it's just cool. And then I realized, I look over and down where they hold the cardboard signs up, here's a guy with an amplifier and a violin, and he's playing this beautiful music. And I videoed him, and I walked right up to him with $5, and I said, I have never given anybody money. I love your music. I put it in his box, and I left. And I think because if the guy was, you know, a hardcore alcoholic or something where he needed the money for booze, he'd have sold that violin a long time ago. But I just felt good, and he had a really nice sign that said, God bless you, and whatever. I have three kids, and down on my luck, or whatever. And so I normally just never do that. I don't. But in this case, I felt really good about it, and I felt good for him, and was, like I said, beautiful music. And as I'm giving him money, cars are stopping giving him money, so I wasn't the only one that thought it was nice. So it was something. Fred Meyer's I don't want to put this guy out of business, but they ought to pipe some nice music out in their parking lot. Make you feel good before you go in there.
So did you enjoy my show, my Fairbanks Foodie show this weekend?
I just caught bits and pieces. I was moving back and forth to the outdoor show, so I didn't get to listen to it except for little bits of it.
Yeah, since you were throwing me under the bus last week on your show, I made some good food comments about you this last week. So.
Oh, I heard at the outdoor show somebody saying, "What did you do to Prue's or whatever?" I'm always best.
Actually, what I was saying was, everyone go out to and see you at the outdoor show and give him harassment because he what did I say you did? You came in and you jerry rigged my buttons and I was off the air for 5 minutes or something like that.
But you know your ratings were through the roof while you were off the air.
Well, yes, of course, and the advertisements just started piling in too.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
I text you or Glenn or when there's dead air, you know, it happens, right?
You texted me that day, too. You texted me that morning.
I wasn't out for you, buddy.
So you're going down to Arizona and you're coming back all in one day?
No, I'll be back Wednesday night, yeah. And
yeah.
Nolo, for people that I think they might be sold out, but Nolo, Pete Kelly's event is...
Thursday night, yeah.
Thursday night. So make sure if you have, you know, call over there, see if they got any available seats. It's a really good fundraiser, going to be a lot of neat stuff. We donated a couple... $500 CompoCast certificates. There's a lot of neat stuff that are supposed to be there. Some real custom built dog houses and I don't know, all kinds of fun stuff. But it's a good cause. They work hard over there, and I just recommend people get over there I just don't know how many seats are available, and I don't know if they'll let people go in and bid on stuff if there is no seats. I don't know, but you can call over at the Rescue Mission, find out, talk to Peter.
Okay, well, hey, I appreciate it. I'm, I'm sad that you're the trip that you're taking and the reasons why, and getting everything backed up and losing a tenant. But thank you for the good stories about Mrs. Reagan running, not having hot water, and Ronnie running underneath the pipes and getting her done.
I wish we had him back. I miss that guy.
So do I. All you right, take man. Care. Travel well, sir.
Thanks.
Yep, and Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Going to give you a little bit of Aerosmith Walk This Way's bumper music. I do approve this bumper music. Some Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, and we will be back.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The hush money trial against former President Donald Trump resuming today with opening statements. Trump had some statements of his own while leaving the courtroom in Manhattan.
This is a Biden witch hunt to keep me off the campaign trail. So far, it's not working because my poll numbers are higher than they've ever been because the public understands that it's a witch hunt.
Students at Columbia University have been protesting against the Israel-Gaza war for days now. Earlier this month, dozens of protesters were arrested on and off campus. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Public Information Tariq Shepard had some thoughts outside of the Columbia's New York campus.
We have to respect people's First Amendment rights. However, people should be aware that if you cross that line and commit a crime, the NYPD will respond accordingly.
Columbia's president announcing the school would switch to remote learning for today, trying to calm the tensions there. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage Daily News reports that the Biden administration on Friday moved to block a proposed 200-mile road to valuable mineral deposits in Alaska and said it would increase protections to halt oil and gas development in much of the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. President Joe Biden said in a statement that Alaska's natural wonders support subsistence hunting and fishing for Alaska Native communities and should be protected. I am proud that my administration is taking action to conserve more than 13 million acres in the Western Arctic and to honor the culture, history, and enduring wisdom of Alaska Natives who have lived on and stewarded these lands since time immemorial, he said. The announcement drew sharp protests from Alaska's congressional delegation, industry trade groups, and some North Slope leaders who said it could undercut economic development in the state for decades to come. They said it was a political move designed to bolster support from young voters upset with Biden's decision to approve ConocoPhillips' massive willow oil project in Alaska last year.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
It seems like everything comes with a cost nowadays. Streaming platforms, music platforms, cable TV, newspaper, you name it, you pay for it. Except for one, local radio. After more than 100 years, it's still absolutely free. Thanks to local businesses, restaurants, car shops, and retail stores. Find out what's happening over the weekend, where the sales are, the concerts, games, and fun local events. With local radio, you don't miss a thing. We are Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
We need cars.
That's right. We need up to 150 quality used vehicles to fill our lots, and we'll pay you top dollar. Why trade that clean used car to a dealer or go through the hassle of selling it yourself? Just stop into Affordable Used Cars. You'll get a quick 10-minute appraisal on your vehicle. It's that easy. Plus, at Affordable Used Cars, our sales staff will make sure you always get a hassle-free experience. Remember, nobody beats an affordable deal. Nobody.
Attention RC fans, did you know there's a special place just for you? I'm talking about the Barn Raceway. This amazing place is set up with fun and challenging elements to bring your best RC skills to life. You'll find all of your RC friends there and find out about new techniques, equipment, and more. Grab your gear and come on by the Barn Raceway in the old bus building near the East Side shopping area. Find the Barn Raceway on Facebook for all the details and get ready to rock and race at the Barn Raceway.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prues in the studio here. Hope you're doing good today. You know, take a look outside. This weekend was beautiful. I mean, it was a great weekend to start going into, transitioning into our Fairbanks summers. And we so appreciate a Fairbanks summer. It's hard to describe to someone what a Fairbanks summer means. It's beautiful weather, anywhere from 70 to 92 to above. We get a few forest fires, yeah. We get a few mosquitoes, but that's just life. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hello. I listened to someone on Michael Dukes, and I think it would be beneficial. And maybe just for like a self-interest, I think you're self-interested. I think we share that. We're a little different on one of our stances. But the man's name was Bob Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-E-N, I think. I didn't see it spelled. I just kind of went by the phonetic. And he's from the State Board of Education. I think from a state perspective, when it comes to the schools, he would have some information. I think Melissa would be a good one to have. I think Miss Haney or Mrs. Haney from the borough assembly, she may be restricted in what she can say.
I don't think so. You know, the mayor, he was restrictive what he could say about the election coming up, but Barbara Haney was not. And I'm looking at the mayor. I go, how come, you know, you can't even, I asked him a couple questions. I can't answer that question, you know, due to legal counsel, this, and that, and that. But, you know, but then Barbara Haney came on about a week later and answered all the questions. So
I think the play between those would make for some interesting conversation. Where me and you differ is the payment for an education. I think the funding should be backpack. I think wherever the child goes, the funding should go.
Yeah.
I'm also a strict believer in capitalism, and I think what we currently have is proof of Margaret Thatcher's. When you run out of other people's money, socialism fails.
Yes.
And I think that's where the schools are. It doesn't matter about the result. It matters about them.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I 100% concur.
But it goes to the taxation with it. I mean, I don't have any children. I don't think you have any children.
No, I do not.
I think the people who are affected by our collected funds should be the ones that look out for the best of their children, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and a good example of success is if people are waiting to get in these charter schools and these people are leaving the public schools, well, you don't eat at a restaurant where people are messing with your food in a bad way.
Yeah, and a restaurant that doesn't attract enough people doesn't stay open.
Their margins, you're right. But you see, with the margins, when it comes to the schools, it all goes towards them.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with the children. Monroe Catholic is a good example of how they manage their funds and their results.
That's where I graduated from.
How many of them have to take remedial classes at UAF if they go to UAF?
They don't.
Okay, so, I mean, with the news for 13 and 11, it's basically the same story.
Mm-hmm.
They had nothing negative, nothing really positive. It was all negative about the charter schools. You know, if you took these people out of the charter schools, we wouldn't have a lack of funding because the kids would be in the public schools.
Yeah, I had the Commissioner of Education, State of Alaska, on the radio here about 2.5 months ago, and she brought up how the charter schools in the state of Alaska are either ranked number one or barely ranked number two behind number one in the nation.
Yeah, but you know, motivation goes along with that, and
yeah,
that's kind of the capitalism thing. Now, they did say on today's Dukes, when he was talking with Vance, that they're trying to get some of the line to go to an election, and I'm all for that. I think the people of Alaska should decide in a vote.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like politics when it's decided by secret meetings like the borough assembly does. I think people should vote on it. They're going to strike. So that way, funds can go where the parents' children are going. So it's for the benefit of the children, not for the benefit of the administration. So...
yeah.
I'll let you go.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. What did you do over the weekend? Anything fun?
Enjoy the weather.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, it was beautiful.
There's no... Now, there is muck where the snow and ice piles haven't completely gone.
Yeah.
I've seen the first bugs, but they came from, you know, yard debris, branches.
Yeah. You know, I got to go find my mosquito dope and put it in my car because... they're going to be here soon.
I recommend people plan now for your anti-mosquito, whether it's going to be an electric racket, the pick coils, or anything else, because if they kick in and it's a bad year, I'd watch out.
Exactly right. Hey, you have a great day, and thank you for the phone call. Greatly appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. You know, this was a beautiful weekend. I got the opening round of lawn work done, and that was the dog remnants that appeared from the snow. When you got two dogs in your household over the winter, you're not gonna, and they're not indoor. You know, they're indoor outdoor dogs. So anyway, so I got to do that, but it got all my deck furniture out, cleaned up, all my barbecue toys ready to go. we're coming into summer, and I sat on the deck. I sat on my deck from about on Saturday afternoons from 2:30 to 6:30, reading in the sun, relaxing, enjoying, and that first opening weekend to do that. And hopefully a lot of people did that. Then yesterday, one of my favorite locations to go to food and how I like food is I go to Lat 65, and they have a great Pilsner there. I get their 9-ounce Pilsner beer. And then on Sundays, they have frozen smoke barbecue operates out of there. And Ted Long is just an incredible guy. And great. It's his business. He produces the food there. He has the smash burgers, an assortment of items. And he has, on Sunday only, he has wings. And so he texts me throughout the week. We text each other to see what we're doing and things like that. But his wings were this incredible. So I go there, and you have the outdoors, people outside, in the deck area of the Lat 65 having beer. It was just people enjoying themselves. That opening weekend of it's outside. I'm in you see people in sun dresses, things like that, short sleeves. We're not bundled up, and it was great. And I had some great wings there. We also had other food, but it's the start. It's the start of that season. And in the city of Fairbanks, we're ending our boiler truck services. We didn't have any flooding per se. We kept we kept all the storm drains open. So that's there's no great big mud puddles at Swamp Cars in the city of Fairbanks anyway. Other places might have had that. And now they're street sweeping. They're picking up all the gravel. We're down one sweeper. They break fast, and we got two out. And so we're hitting intersections and streets, and then we'll go into neighborhoods. But Public Works is always doing something. There's always something to do. And we're transitioning now to summer. And then I'd say in about another 3 to 4 weeks, boom, we're going to be doing the asphalt and the potholes. And since breakup happened in a nice way, the potholes will be more minimal than normal. So we're very fortunate in regards to that. So just one of those fun things. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Oh, and yesterday it was great seeing Jennifer and Matt Raymond and his wonderful wife, Jennifer, at the Lat 65. And boy, this got done with soccer practice with one of their kids. And you're going to see a lot of people out there with their kids and infants. And what are they doing there? Okay, we're going to take a break this afternoon and go have a nice, good beverage, some good food, then we'll go home. So, Jennifer and Matt, it was great seeing you yesterday, and I'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
The Hungry Robot is your 50-50 Friday offer of the week. Taste their passion for pizza, pepperoni, chicken bacon, buffalo blue, J-Popper, spicy Islander Supreme, and so much more. Check their menu online. All baked in the Hungry Robot's wood-fired brick oven. And all half price for 50-50 Friday. Just across from the Mattress Ranch on Old Steeze. Look for their big wood-fired copper ovens. Pickup and delivery. Visit thehungryrobot.org. The Hungry Robot. Wood-powered passion for pizza.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. Part-time service also provides education benefits so you can complete the education you need to reach your career goals. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at NationalGuard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle. It's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 32. Daytime highs approaching 59. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruz in the studio here with you. I hope you're having a great day today. I mean, with the weather we've had for the last 3 days, how can you not just so enjoy it? You know, the mud puddles are gone, where the snow build up around your house or the shade, that's almost gone. All the mud in front of my where I park in the street is just about dissipated now, so I'm not getting out of my car in mud. We're coming through it. You know, I wiped off the dust off the furniture that was over the winter and got that done, so that spit shined and we're ready to go. I mean, come on. We're enjoying it. We're enjoying it. But also, remember, with the summer, got a phone call. We'll come back to that. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
About how it's drying up real nice.
Yeah, you're breaking up there, sir.
You're talking about how it's drying up real nice?
Yeah.
Well, I live off Foster Road out here in Salton. It's an unmaintained road.
Oh, boy.
And I just went through 2 feet of mud for 600 feet to get to my driveway. And I actually have a question. They want $9,000 to do 600 feet of this road. It's not a driveway. It's a road.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbor and I are going to chip in. He's going to help the first 300 feet. But then the next 600 feet is going to cost me $9,000. Pay taxes, live on a road that if I don't maintain it, and I sided my house last year with new siding from trees that I cut and had a friend of mine has a sawmill, so I'm into 1 by 3/4 by 8 inch for siding for my house.
Mm-hmm.
And the tax guy was out last year and upped my value $10,000 and I can't even get in and out of my driveway. I know in the past we used to be able to get so much gravel for personal use. What can we do about helping me fix this road? Because it's not my driveway. It's actually the road, Foster Road. What can we do to help us out here? Because I really can't afford $9,000 for 600 feet of road. And then as soon as I fix it, the borough's going to up my taxes even more because now the road is passable. I just met the woman from the post office. She said, I have a package for you, but there's no way I'm going up your road. I said, no, you probably won't get stuck, but you'll get your truck off of mud.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Johnson Pit is only a mile and a half from my house. Are we allowed to get so much gravel? I mean...
Who owns Johnson Pit, first of all?
What's that?
Who owns the pit?
The borough.
That's a borough main. That's a borough-owned pit?
It's Johnson Pond, and there's a pit right there. And when I first moved here 30 years ago, the borough would let us get so many pickup loads of gravel to help fill in our potholes and stuff in our driveways.
Hmm.
Now, I talked to the state last week because the state actually built Johnson Road up 3 feet in front of our driveway. There's 3 feet of asphalt in front of our driveway. And he said he would look at it and they would fill in like 20 feet from to help level that out.
Yeah.
It went from level to 3 feet. But I really need help getting this 600 feet of road done. And
does the road go directly to your property? There's two houses on it, yours and your neighbor who's before you, correct?
There's a neighbor before me on the same side as me that he must be off. He's military, so just his equipment's there, his pickup and stuff. I have a neighbor that lives across the street. He owns 80 acres, and now there's 100 acres for sale. I've already had two people go look at it. There's 100 acres for sale up the road, up further. But the road just gets worse and worse. Four-wheel drive, if you ain't got a four-wheel drive, you're not making it into my house. And if it gets too bad, you have to still have to pack and walk.
Well, if you're on an unmaintained road, you pay a lesser, you don't pay in the borough. I lived in the city. I've only lived in the city, per se. And I pay full taxes on everything. Now, if you're on an unmaintained road, you're not paying any taxes on road maintenance. So then it falls upon you and your neighbors to maintain or do whatever. How long has this road been there? I'm surprised that the borough allowed such a road to be built.
The property that I'm in right now, the house was built in 84.
Hmm.
This road was here before that.
Okay.
There's actually six more properties on the west side of the road, which is the side I'm on. There's six more properties till you get to the top of the hill. And then the borough owns the property because the guy lost it to taxes, and the borough owns it. And I'm actually thinking about buying that one.
A good person to contact would probably be Tammy Wilson. And she knows more about the intricacies of what the borough can do and the roads and everything.
I mean, we don't mind fixing it, but we just would like to get some gravel from Johnson Pit.
Yeah, and see if it's available for free. Now, what usually happens on a gravel pit is you have your royalty value for the gravel itself, and then you have if they're dredging it, your value of or cost
well,
of the
no
dredge.
Dredging it. It's just an old bank where they dug it.
Go and get it with a front end loader or with a shovel.
Just a skid steer.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a skid steer in a bucket. I got one, and the neighbor has one. So we're going to take one down. If we can get gravel, we're going to take one down there.
Yeah, I'd give the mayor's office a call and see what their policies are. And if you don't have to bail it with a dredge or something like that, they shouldn't have much of an issue.
We can just dig right into the bank.
Yeah. I'd give them a call first, though, okay?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's why I wanted to ask you while I heard you on the radio. I was just getting back from town.
Okay. Yeah, I've got two phone calls lined up. So you have a great day. Thank you for the phone call.
Thanks.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is.
My name is Bill.
Hello, Bill.
And I am wondering if anybody has been discussing Lisa Murkowski's vote on the Senate trial of. Mayorkas,
No one's discussed that yet, but go ahead.
Yes, I think Murkowski voted to kill that trial. So, in other words, she didn't want the evidence to come out. And I don't know. I think.
Well, first of all, the evidence came out. The evidence came out. And that was in the House, and the evidence is there.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah.
So I always remember when they first looked at impeaching Clinton, and it was for lying about the sex or whatever.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I forget who the senator was. Senator from the South, Democrat, and the Democrats had a majority. And you need 66 to impeach. And the senator said, you don't have the votes, so we're not going to have much of a trial, if anything. You don't have the votes. We're not wasting the time. And so whenever anything like this comes up, when they went after Trump, I just said to myself, you don't have the votes. It's all a show. I'd rather not see the show. The evidence is all there. Whatever evidence you want to put is, you can get out there. But that's the way I look at those trials myself personally.
Okay. What I think the important point to take notice of,
certainly,
how Murkowski voted on this.
Yeah, she voted. She voted not to convict.
Not to have the trial.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm having to kind of keep my brain working correctly on this one too. Yeah. In fact, I've had my little pocket constitution open as well.
Now, if it would have been me, if I've been a voting member of the Senate, I would have voted for the trial. Yep, let's have this, but we're gonna limit the scope. We're not gonna have this for 3 months. You got say maybe 10 hours to present because I got to be in here for 10 hours. That's how I would have done it.
Yes, but the whole act of opening up the border to this massive flood.
Horrible.
I think it's an act of treason, and basically. What Murkowski is doing is putting her stamp of approval on that act of treason.
Yeah,
this is going to hurt every American one way or another. Even if illegal immigrant number one never arrives here, because those people are going to consume a huge amount of social services, including stuff that.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. Now here's what I want you to consider also. Say you convict this person. Then what happens?
Probably not a whole lot, except that people should be what I'm concerned about is that people should be aware that this happens.
Yes, and we're a nation of under the rule of law, and he's basically breaking all these laws, so he has to be held accountable. But with this president and this administration, what most likely happened is you're going to This is from the top down. This is from the Biden administration down. I don't like talking about national things, so we're going to spend about 30 more seconds on this as I'm going to close it up. I don't talk about national things, just state things. But you'd have the same, since Murkowski is a state U.S. senator from our state, we'll allow it. But you would have the president of the United States put in the same type of person with his policy, and they'd have to adhere to the policy of his personal policy that is in violation against our immigration laws. I mean, it's in violation of it. So, anyway, my thought.
Yeah.
You have a good weekend?
If anything, we should just be very sad that this is happening to our country.
Very true. Very true. Hey, you have a great day. I'll talk to you later. You have a good day. Bye. Got to wrap up here. Oh, Fairbanks, we had a good day. We talked about some good stuff, some bad stuff. But it's sunny stuff. We're going to have some summer restaurants starting to get open here. That are just open for the summer. The food trucks are coming out. I've been seeing Chinook hot dogs all over the place. If you can get a Chinook hot dogs, get a Chinook hot dog. They're fantastic and great. So please go get one of those. Ninette Ice Classic. Hey, we took some, we got some heat this weekend, so we lost some thickness. So Joni Skillbred and I, if it's May 4th at noon, that's the witching hour. She has the before, I have the after. Whoever is the winner, the other person makes them a fantastic lunch, and we have it on the air here for you. So, anyway. And then also, in May, Althea St. Martin, she puts on the hospice plant sale, and she does a great job with that. So that's going to be coming up, and those are some of the things of our summer, and we are there. So, Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will be gone on tomorrow and Wednesday. I got some business travel to do, and I'll be back on Friday. So I will see you then. You have a great day.